NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's Jean-Luc Foot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Te presentamos a Daniela. A ella nada le sorprende.
Siempre estoy lista para lo que venga.
Por eso,
este año fui a Walmart a comprar todo para combatir mis alergias antes que comience la temporada de alergias.
Claro, porque Walmart tiene
productos de alta calidad para las alergias como descongestionantes, sprays nasales, antihistamínicos y más. Y a precios muy buenos.
¿Y sabías que también tiene pickup y delivery? Daniela, ¿te sorprendiste?
¿Yo? No, ¿qué va? Claro que sabía que Walmart tiene pickup y delivery.
Bienvenido a una farmacia más simple. Bienvenido a tu Walmart.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
It's Wednesday, October 5th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Cybersecurity money may not be flowing quite as easily anymore. Treasury wants your input on cyber insurance and DEI success metrics to look for. This is the Business of Tech. Let's follow the money today. Axios looked at cybersecurity investment funds and found the money here hasn't dried up. Some firms appear pretty eager to invest. Quoting the piece, some cybersecurity sector investing has slowed, with the number of early-stage deals decreasing 21% between the third quarter last year and the same period this year, according to PitchBook data shared with Axios. Four venture capitalists tell Axios their firms are still interested in both early and late-stage security startups. However, some are shifting to specific product types or asking different financing questions to better protect their investments. And additionally, another quote, investors still expect the bear market to catch up to the cybersecurity sector eventually and have been advising their companies accordingly. Several investors advise cyber startups to put an emphasis on cutting costs, hiring less, and getting as close to breaking even as possible. The same email newsletter has additional insights from corporate boardrooms. In a survey from August, board directors of large organizations were asked about their most significant threats. 41% of board members believe business email compromises are the biggest threat to their industry this year, followed by cloud compromise at 37% and ransomware at 32%. Why do we care? There's an inclination by providers to load up on tools to address security. Do not take the priorities listed by the boardrooms as a reason to load up on tools. And note that even the hot investors are starting to get a little hesitant on the supposedly white-hot security market. The vendors telling you how hot it is are invested in it being hot. Don't forget that. And take heed of that investor advice. They're telling their companies to run smarter businesses and not lose money because money is more expensive and harder to find. That's your takeaway. The Treasury Department's Federal Insurance Office wants to know whether a national cyber insurance program should require policyholders to implement basic cybersecurity measures to avoid creating a moral hazard. Quote, should cybersecurity and cyber hygiene measures be required of policyholders under the structure? Stephen Seitz, director of Treasury's Federal Insurance Office, asked in a request for comment set to publish in the Federal Register Thursday. If so, which measures should be required? Comments are due within 45 days of the notice being published. Why do we care? Here's your chance to speak up. The clock is ticking. You care because you will be the ones filling out the forms. So give your insights into what's valuable. You can't say they didn't ask. I released the quarterly diversity report on Friday. Let's follow up on more of why. Tech for Progress 360, taking diversity, equity, and inclusion from ambition to reality, a report by Genpact, gives some insights. Half of the inclusion forerunners use data-led insights to understand their company cultures and find opportunities to evolve them, compared to only 28% of other respondents. Without this cultural insight, DEI initiatives will not deliver a profound change within an organization. Inclusion frontrunners also understand that the makeup of people's networks is a crucial indicator of how diverse or inclusive their organization is. These executives are much more interested in assessing the strengths of employees' professional networks, the people employees connect with regularly and infrequently, and 51% of leaders analyze these insights versus 35% of other respondents. Nearly all executives surveyed at 95% say that their companies accelerated their digital technology rollout in response to the pandemic. Similarly, the pandemic forced companies to embrace remote working, which respondents have said has a net positive impact on their company's DEI goals. Why do we care? You can't manage what you don't measure. And you can see the intention in those serious about the issue. Want to understand your customers better? Be more like them. And that includes DEI initiatives. Linode, a top infrastructure as a service provider, has resources specifically for helping MSPs explore the alternative cloud. Discover this growing market, one of the best-kept secrets in building a scalable, thriving, modern managed services provider business. Learn about the cloud provider landscape, improving KPIs, security, and more in Linode's free ebook, The MSP's Guide to Modern Cloud Infrastructure, available now. This resource and more at linode.com/MSP Radio. Thanks for listening. Today is National Do Something Nice Day, so let's focus entirely on that one. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's Jean-Luc Foote.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last crunch berry.
No!
No one steals my crunch berries.
I think you mean my crunch berries. Choose your own crunch venture with Cap'n Crunch.
From their innovative practice facility
to unmatched views from the fairway. The PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.